next is another woman composer, purported to be the first American composer of the female gender to really achieve musical excellence and some celebrity. She was taken quite seriously and much performed in her own time. Her music fell into some neglect, as so much of this did. But she, as well as Mr. Nevin, that you heard before, are great proponents of late romantic chromaticism. If you heard a lot of black notes and white notes and all kinds of in-between notes, chromaticism was a way of expressing it was the height of all of the music that had evolved before. And from chromaticism, then we went into atonalism and abstractism, and maybe we'll find our way back. But Eric did a wonderful seminar in Amy Beach, was it last summer? And the summer before? Summer before at the Opera House. Mm-hmm. And what brought you to Amy Beach? How did you find her music?
Well, it was really, originally not my idea. So I was asked to do lectures and privileged to do lectures down at the Opera House during the summers on female composers. And I said, well, I've always heard about Amy Beach, why not one on her? And I said, go for it. Let's see what you come up with. And turned out to be, as Elizabeth said at the beginning, probably America's first, not just female composer, but one of the first non-European trained composers that made it big. In addition to being not just a composer, she's also known as a fabulous concert pianist. That when she went to Europe, she went to tour and perform and promote her own music. So not only female, turn of the century, wonderful pianist, but a composer as well, all in one, and just a fabulous musician that, unfortunately, up until her death, I believe in the 40s, she was played and performed everywhere. You know, St. Bartholomew's in New York City was her church, and her friends were the musicians there and would always perform her music. So much of it is of the vocal repertoire, either for choral or for solo voice. And when she died, everybody quit playing and performing the stuff. And just in the last few years, there's been a nice revival. Even at the high school level where I work, they're recommending choral pieces by Amy Beach for the choirs to learn for competition. So we've come a long ways in appreciating stuff like this that was done at the turn of the century, and especially by female composers.
And now these three songs are with poems by Robert Browning. And I think you'll recognize the last one as being probably one of his most famous, albeit brief, pieces. I think the only frustration I have with this music is the songs are too darn short, you know? They have the same musical content as what the Germans were writing at the same time, except the Germans would go on and on and on, and the Americans loved brevity. So that's why we keep up the banter, you know, try to stretch the songs a little bit. These are three very beautiful poems by Robert Browning, her Opus 44, Amy Beach.